For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. See, you did it. You did it all week. You got through it. You did it with joy. You are discovering afresh and anew about the living Christ living inside of you, and you're appropriating all that He has done for you. You're fellowshipping with Him in the wee hours of the morning. I know you are. Isn't it a great way to live? Well, look, I've got a precious partner who wrote to me when she was doing her more early morning devotions, and she knows we're doing these Ask Anna segments on Friday. In fact, I have asked her to be on our research team. What is that? What we're doing, brothers and sisters, is, you know, I love to study. I just love it. I love the scriptures. The scriptures have changed my life. They'll change yours. Jesus is the scriptures. He is the word. And I've got several women who work with me, and they just love to study as well. So I just felt like the Lord said, man, when you're on the air, what if someone has a great question? Have some researchers behind the scenes helping me research something. They may get insight that I haven't been able to get. And the whole goal is to help you, again, to equip you. We are a teaching and equipping ministry. We want to equip you, help you to be all you can be in Christ, and help change your world for God, right? Amen. So she sent this to me, and in honor of her, I want to read this. She's talking about why Jesus came, and what a brilliant scripture she has just sent to me, and I'm going to read it. It's out of the New Living Translation, and when I finish, because I'll probably run out of time, I just pray you all have a fabulous weekend. I love you all. Thank you for communicating with me. And be on the lookout on our website. All kinds of new meetings coming from the new year. Great topics that I think we all will love. Anyway, Isaiah 53. Why did Jesus come? How about these? Yet it was our weaknesses He carried. It was our sorrows that weighed Him down. And we thought His troubles were a punishment from God. A punishment for His own sins. But He was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We've left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on Him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet He never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, He did not open His mouth. Unjustly condemned, He was led away. No one cared that He died without descendants, that His life was cut short in midstream. But He was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. But He was buried like a criminal, and He was put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush Him and cause Him grief. Yet when His life is made an offering for sin, He will have many descendants, and He will enjoy a long life. And the Lord's good plan will prosper in His hands. When He sees all that is accomplished by His anguish, He will be satisfied. And because of His experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for He will bear all their sins. I will give Him the honors of a victorious soldier because He exposed Himself to death. He was counted among the rebels, and He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. Wow, wow, wow. And I know I read it quickly. That's out of the New Living Translation, Isaiah 53. What kind of a God is this, man? There's just no words. How our pastor shared the other night, how can you describe the indescribable? Paul tried. He said, I just thank God for this indescribable gift. Fabulous. Well, I hope everyone's all right out there. Reread that. Reread Luke. Go through the Christmas story. Go through Isaiah 53. Yes, go through it. And be thankful. God's got your back. He loves you. Loves you more than you could ever imagine. All right, my time is up. Thank you for listening, and by His grace, I'll be back on Monday for A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events, or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.